Going the extra miles for our grandads. Across the UK, young people are taking on extraordinary challenges to raise awareness and money for PSPA. Motivated by the experiences of loved ones, they are not only honouring those they have lost, but also helping to shine a light on PSP and CBD. Here, we share two incredible stories of young people going the extra mile to honour their beloved granddads and raise funds for PSPA. Ellison, running 240k. At just 15 years old, Ellison Keepins took on a big challenge. The teen ran 240 kilometres in February to honour the memory of his granddad, Vic, who died in September 2025. Ellison's motivation comes from seeing the devastating impact of PSP on his family. Vic's illness was initially misdiagnosed as Parkinson's disease while he was undergoing treatment for prostate cancer. When medication failed to help, a referral to a neurologist in 2024 finally led to a diagnosis of PSP. "There was a lot going on at the time," explains Jane, Vic's daughter and Ellison's mum. "Dad had been diagnosed with prostate cancer when doctors thought he had Parkinson's too. When the medication didn't work, Dad was referred to a neurologist who, in mid-2024, confirmed it wasn't Parkinson's, it was PSP. With no prior knowledge of the condition, the family turned to PSPA for guidance. "I was so grateful for PSPA," Jane says. "In those early days, they helped to answer questions we had for a long time. I think we would have been lost without the charity." Vic's PSP progressed rapidly. A serious fall in July 2025 resulted in a broken arm and vertebra, drastically changing Vic's quality of life. He quickly lost the ability to walk, eat, or think clearly. "It was an intense few months," Jane recalls. "We moved Dad into a care home to help meet his increased needs, and he lost a lot of weight. It was a scary time." Following Vic's death in September 2025, Ellison channeled his grief into action. "Ellison has always been motivated," Jane says. "Previously, after Dad's cancer diagnosis, he took part in Movember. It was no surprise when he started talking about a challenge for his granddad. Some days, he's up before me so he can fit in a run before he goes to school." The distance of 240 kilometres holds special significance. Vic had recently turned 80 years old before his death. Ellison decided to multiply his grandfather's age by 3 to set a distance that would truly challenge him. Ellison initially aimed to raise £200 for PSPA. However, just 6 days into the challenge, he'd smashed his total and raised more than £1,200. "I'm so proud of him for doing this for Dad," Jane adds. "No one really knows what PSP is or how it can impact your life. PSPA plays a vital part in supporting families like ours and raising awareness. So knowing Ellison is helping with that mission is just amazing." Ellison says, "Granddad was a truly fantastic person and my best mate. It was a very challenging month for me, however, I feel it is the most fitting way to try and honour Grandad and his brilliant legacy." Olivia's marathon effort. While most teenagers celebrate their 18th birthday with a party, Olivia Sydenham decided it would be best to have a quieter one. That's because she was preparing to run the London Marathon just days after she turned 18. Olivia decided to take on the challenge in memory of her granddad, George Fogarty, and to raise vital awareness of PSP and funds for PSPA. Olivia's family journey with PSP was marked by uncertainty. For years, George's symptoms were misunderstood, and he was initially misdiagnosed with Parkinson's disease. It wasn't until November 2022 that the family received the correct diagnosis of PSP. For Olivia, the long journey to diagnosis and the lack of awareness, even among healthcare professionals, left a lasting impression. "Watching the man we loved deteriorate over 9 years was difficult," says Olivia. "He was my biggest supporter, and it was heartbreaking to watch him lose the ability to do everything he loved. But what made it harder was the lack of awareness. Even in his final days in March 2025, my mum had to explain what PSP was to A&E staff just so he could get the help he needed." Olivia began running in September 2022, and George was always her most enthusiastic supporter, constantly asking about her next event. "I turned 18 on the 12th of April, and the race was just 2 weeks later. It was the perfect way to honour my granddad, who inspired my love for the outdoors and my upcoming career in the military," Olivia explains. "On race day, he was in my heart, pushing me to the finish line."